Do you stop to think about it when you're cleaning out the refrigerator and you have to throw away whatever's left in there? It's been in there too long. Maybe it's getting old. Maybe it's a little moldy. Do you stop to think when you're sending your food back? You couldn't clean your plate, and that's okay. But what happens?
Not okay in our house.
Not okay to
clean
your plate?
Gotta clean your plate.
But I'm talking about a restaurant. The portions are way too big.
I suppose. Although the expensive restaurants, they're like this big.
Yeah, the very expensive ones, yeah. They're like the size of a thimble. But in Applebee's or Chili's, come on, who can finish that?
Trough and brew.
The fact of the matter is, we don't often think about it when we do those things. But we have this new study from the American Chemical Society's journal, and it says the Americans throw away the equivalent of 350 million barrels of oil in the form of food. That's every year. That's 70 times the amount of oil that was spilled during the Deepwater Horizon crisis.
They're calculating the energy. People aren't ordering oil at restaurants. It's
no,
the energy the, from
the
size.
Food. No, it's the size.
Literally the
you
volume.
You could fill 350 million barrels, oil barrels, with the food we throw away every year.
Chicken tenders and... That's a
right,
nasty
but
thought.
It does involve things like energy efficiency and the environment. Here to talk about it is Jonathan Bloom. He's written a new book called American Wasteland: How America Throws Away Nearly Half of Its Food and What We Can Do About It. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
We have a problem with food in America, don't we, Jonathan? I mean, overconsumption is one problem. Clearly, there's an obesity epidemic in the country, and there's this problem with wastefulness. Why are we wasting so much food? Why can't we eat what we buy or accurately calculate how hungry we are?
Well, primarily we just have so much food. We grow about twice the amount of calories that we need in terms of daily calorie intake. And so it's really abundant. It's kind of everywhere you look. And then in addition, food is dramatically cheap. I know people out there might be thinking, well, hey, at my store it sure isn't. And prices have been rising. But when you look at the price of food as a proportion of our income, it's only about 10% of our disposable income, and that's the lowest number of any nation.
Oh, okay, but why? I mean, almost half of our food is, that's an enormous amount. That seems to be more than just cheap food and overabundance. What else is going on?
Well, really, throughout the food chain, what's happening is that we've placed such an emphasis on the beauty and the superficiality of our food that throughout the food chain, there's this winnowing process, and anything that doesn't look perfect is thrown out. So in a sense, the superficiality of it is trumping the taste.
So we have a low threshold of ickiness, which means we throw stuff away on the front end. I'm wondering if capitalism is possibly and I'm going to get yelled at for being a lefty here on the program, I'm sure. But if capitalism in the form of advertising is an issue here, that we're constantly sort of intervened to sort of stimulate our glands, hey, you're hungry, try this, you really want one of these meals, the color and the attractiveness of food during the day in the form of advertising messages encourages people to eat way more than they necessarily would.
Yeah, I think there's something to that for sure. We're constantly inundated with these images of food, like you mentioned, but it's always beautiful, perfect food, and increasingly we've seen that on television, and there's been a real advent in the number of cooking shows, and now chefs are celebrities, and there's this real culture of culinary cuisine where we can really concentrate on the appearance of food, and that's grown. But what hasn't grown is the old food ways of saving our leftovers and knowing when something's good, and those things aren't really being passed down from generation to generation anymore.
Well, why? I mean, there clearly are a number of people, not just around the world, but in the United States, suffering from hunger. So why are we not able to more evenly distribute the excess of food that we have?
Well, primarily it's a matter of that distribution. So there's a certain perishability to much of the food that gets wasted. And, there isn't that will necessarily to feed the rest of the world. So a lot of the stuff that we do grow, just gets tossed aside along the way.
Well, Jonathan, I want to give you the solution I came up with in my own house to stop spending so much money on groceries, and you give me your evaluation, okay? So we clearly can't eat out as much as my husband wants to, which would be every night. And so what I do every weekend is I just plan out the dinners I'm going to make, and then I go to the store and I buy the ingredients for those 7 meals. and then get whatever we need for the kids' lunches or whatever, you know, a couple boxes of cereal, you know, some things for the kids' lunches. And then we don't end up with excess because what I've purchased was for the meals I've planned. Is that a solution?
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Nice job, Celeste.
Hey, thanks.
Basically, what I advise is for people to really be conscious of their planning of the meals and be smart shoppers, because a lot of times we'll kind of get ourselves into trouble where we buy too much food and we couldn't possibly eat it. And so many people have these massive refrigerators these days. You go out and fill that, well, you're going to be in a tough spot.
And freezers,
so
too.
Really, yeah, certainly.
Well, you talked a little bit about the folklore of preservation. If you look at the old Fanny Farmer cookbook, which is still available in print, there's an enormous amount in that book devoted to preservation, how to use leftovers, what from one recipe can be migrated to another recipe for tomorrow. If we've lost a lot of that, even smart shopping is still going to result in a lot of waste.
Yeah. I'd like to see people be conscious of whether they're leftover eaters or not. Some people, certainly myself included, enjoy a good leftover. I mean, it's convenient and it's kind of a smart way to use your money. Some people just don't enjoy eating leftovers. So if you know you're one of those people, then maybe you'd want to have a recipe and not cook the entire portion of it. But also, I'd advise people to just be smart about how they serve the food, not lump so much on people's plates like you mentioned happens at restaurants.
Well, let's talk about the restaurants really quickly as we wrap up here, which is that's something that's much more difficult to change. The huge portions that we get when we go out to eat is A, leading to the obesity crisis in the United States, and B, leading to this waste of food that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's slowly starting to change. There's the TGI Fridays chain has this right portion, right price promotion, and basically just serving less food for a lower price. It's pretty simple. I think if more people demand it, we'll start to see more of it. So it's really just kind of getting out there and letting your dollars go to work.
But sending back a plate full of food is not the same as demanding less waste, right, Jonathan?
Not necessarily, no. But definitely I'd like to see people try to make use of those leftovers and really be creative with them. It's kind of an opportunity to make another meal, and it can be kind of fun to see what you can create out of the leftovers you have in your fridge.
Bullish on doggy bags, that Jonathan Bloom. He's the author of American Wasteland, How America Throws Away Nearly Half of Its Food and What We Can Do About It.
So much cuisine is actually based on anticipating leftovers.
Stews,
ratatouille,
soups, absolutely.
Is leftover,
casserole.
Surplus, how you deal with surplus tomatoes, surplus zucchini.
Gumbo.
Moussaka, the same way. A lot of stews are that way.
Yeah.
Don't let your views go to waste, though. Don't trash them. We don't want to trash you. Be a part of our conversation by subscribing to get our texts. Every day we give you a preview on what producers are working on and then give you a chance to weigh in. Text START to 69866. Normal messaging rates apply, and you can be a part of the program. Like Stephen was earlier in the program, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley, looking for your recipes that use leftovers. This is The Takeaway.